What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Freeman's Podcast. So today I wanted to talk to you guys about something that I think that we all struggle with, at least to varying degrees, and that's fear. And I wanted to share with you guys some of the things that God has given me through His Word and through the counsel and wisdom of older, wiser men that have really helped me. And I wanted to share those things with you guys today in hopes that it would help you guys too. So yeah, let's get started. So I wanted to start out today with to ask you guys to imagine, what would it be like to have a life without fear? So like all the anxieties, all the things that you're worried about right now, all the things that are keeping you up at night, all your what ifs, imagine if all that could just go away. Now, that might sound like ridiculous, maybe a little too much of an idea to imagine, but just bear with me for a second. Because one of my favorite scriptures in all the Bibles, and it's something I quote and I thankfully have gotten to memorize a long time ago, but it's something that has really helped me, especially when I struggle with fear. And it is Isaiah 41:10, where God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So I think it is around 365 times in the Bible that God says, "Fear not," or at least there's a variation of that. And so that's one for every single day of the year. And just think about that, guys. God loves you and me so much that He wants us to live a life without fear. He wants fear to not be a factor in our lives. This is part of what Jesus died for on the cross, is so that you and I could be freed from our fear, from the bondage of fear. So just imagine what that would look like. Imagine what a life would look like without fear, because God is saying, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." So again, yeah, just think about, this is God's love for you. He wants us to live without fear. And then 1 John 4:15-18, I think really ties down this point about God's love and Him wanting to deliver us from fear. It says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in Him and He in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as He is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Now get this, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. God wants us. He loves us so much. He wants us to be without fear. He's made promises like there in Isaiah 41:10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Like, God is promising to you that He's not going to leave you or forsake you, that He's with you. And so just to kind of take that another step, the opposite of fear isn't confidence. It isn't courage. It isn't boldness. The opposite of fear is trust. Trust in God that He is good and that He loves us. So I wanted to share you a quick story where God used another man in my life to speak truth to me in a time when I was just, I don't know that I want to say rock bottom, but it was a terrible time in my life. I was just consumed by fear. I remember coming home from work one day, and on my way home, I was literally just crying my eyes out. I was crying out to God for help. I was quoting scriptures. It was like fear was literally eating me alive. And that night I ended up, this older gentleman in my life, he came over to the house. And we were sitting on the front porch. We were all talking, him, my dad, myself, and he was trying to encourage me because my fear was coming from trying to make some decisions, and all the what ifs were just consuming me. And he looked at me because I had told him, I was like, I'm just afraid I'm going to mess up God's plan. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to honor God, that I'm going to dishonor Him somehow if I make the wrong decision. And he's like, that's a good heart. But you're letting that attitude keep you from being obedient, because God wants you to make decisions. That's something that he calls us as men to do, to make decisions, to lead. And he's like, so don't let that good thing keep you from disobeying. And then this next thing he said to me, just, it completely changed my life, and it is still changing my life. He said, you need to take your what ifs and turn them into even if. You need to be able to look at all these what ifs and say, Lord, even if that thing happened that I'm afraid of, I trust you that you are good, that you love me, and that you can work out even through my worst mistakes. Man, I can't tell you how freeing that was. Even in the moment, I felt just a weight lift off my shoulders to just be able to look at God and go, Lord, right, you are good. You love me. I trust you. And Lord, help my lack of trust, because that's something that I don't trust him perfectly, but I'm growing in it. He's growing me in that. And I'm hoping that you can see that in this, that if you're struggling with the same thing, this is for you too, that you can say, even if in this terrible situation, God is good and God still loves me. And even if the worst of the worst happens, God is good and he still loves me. If he did not spare his own son, but offered him up for us, how will he not with him graciously give us all things? God is for us. Who can be against us? So again, the opposite of fear is not courage, it's trust. And trust will build courage, as we'll get to in a minute. But the second part of trust, so you trust God that he's good, that he loves you, and that you can turn your what ifs into even ifs. But the second part is that we can trust God in who he says we are, that we can trust him, and that the skills he's given us, the strengths he's given us, the talents and the abilities he's given us, we can trust him that he says we are his adopted beloved child because of Christ, that he has called us his own, that he's going to strengthen us, that he's going to empower us, that he's going to give us wisdom, and that as he grows us in strength and power and wisdom and talents, we put our confidence, not like a confidence, a self-confidence, because that can just lead to all sorts of trouble, but confidence and trust in him, and who he says you are. Because as he convicted me of this recently, if I don't trust him with who he says I am, I am making him a liar. So I want to, and I'm growing in it, and I would encourage you, if you're struggling with the same thing, trust him in who he says you are. And this trust in God and who he says you are will build confidence and courage and boldness. It says in Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And if you're in Christ, if you've repented and believed and put your trust in Christ, then this righteous here, this is you, not because of all you getting everything right, but because of his righteousness that he has imputed to you, and that by his spirit, you start walking out his ways. You now become bold as a lion. As you trust him that you are the righteous one who becomes bold as a lion, you become bold as a lion. This is who he wants us to be, guys. He wants us to be free from fear, that we would be bold and courageous, bold as a lion. And lions don't back down from anybody. So fear, I'm sure of all experience, fear binds us and it brings us into bondage and enslaves us to where we become petrified and indecisive, and we don't do anything. I'm struggling with the words for it, because it's some of the darkest times of my life are the times where I was just consumed by fear. But it really is a bondage. It really is a slavery to just these fears that are nothing more than thoughts and ideas and lies from the enemy. So that fear, it binds us. But God wants us. He loves us so much that he wants us to live a life without fear. The truth sets us free. And the truth about who he is, that he loves us, that he died for us, that he's for us, this truth, and then the truth about who he says you are, this sets us free. And this is especially from fear. This is true freedom, guys. So kind of shift real quick to some practical application steps before we close out today. Some of the fears that I know I struggled with, and I've talked to a lot of other men, some of the just common fears that we struggle with, and they can be very specific in each one of these categories. We tend to fear failure. We fear provision, whether we'll have enough, whether we'll make enough, whether our job will pay us enough. We tend to fear the ability to lead our families well. We fear inadequacy in all areas. I know with a lot of young men, especially, they feel just completely inadequate to take the next step in life, to go chase that job, to and not that you should be chasing just anything, but just fear to do anything, to take the next step. They feel inadequate. So some of the things that I want to just some practical steps that you can start practicing that can help you overcome fear is, again, this all comes to trust in God. It comes from a place of and how we build that trust. And that only comes about by our abiding in Him. And that looks like taking intentional time daily to pray, to seek Him, to spend time in His Word, and to pray and ask Him, open my eyes to see the wondrous truths in Your Word about who You are, Lord, and who You say I am. And then meditating on that Word and memorizing that Word. And yes, this last piece is so crucial. Go find a group of guys who are going to help you do this, that you are going to stay accountable to spending time with God daily, to being in prayer, to seeking God, to seeking Him in His Word. And a great place to start in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is such practical wisdom on how to live life. Just go get in the book of Proverbs. I highly recommend it. It changed my life. I remember when I was younger, I watched it change my younger brothers' lives as they went through the book of Proverbs. If you haven't read through it, or maybe you have before, read it with a heart of prayer, pleading with the Lord that He would help you see what's really there. But yes, I wanted to say these things and encourage you guys to start leading from a place of trusting in God. That as you grow in your trust in God, please, if you really are struggling, ask God to help you even with that. That's something I'm finding myself doing all the time is, Lord, I trust You, but help my lack of trust, because obviously there's a breakdown somewhere. Help me trust You. And He does. Oh my goodness, guys. Ask Him to do even the most basic help, and He is that help for us. He will answer that prayer. But yeah, I want to encourage us to lead from this place of trust in God, because that is a place of true freedom. That's a place to where you can then go and inspire courage and confidence in others. And this starts with our families, with your family. Like this is for you to lead your family well, to inspire them to be courageous, to have confidence in who God is and who He says they are. You've got to have it first. And that comes from a place of trusting Him, and which comes from a place of abiding in Him and being in His Word and seeking Him daily. And I want to challenge us guys. I want to challenge us to be these men who will pursue God, who will pursue trusting Him and who He says we are, so that we can lead our families well. We can lead and inspire and encourage others to courage, to boldness, to confidence, and to that, so that as we become free from our fear, we can go set others free from their fear. So yeah, just remember, the opposite of fear is not confidence, it's not courage, it's not boldness, it's trust. It's trust in God, it's trust in who He says you are, it's trust that you can turn your what ifs into even ifs, that so that even if XYZ does happen, you can look at God and say, God, I still trust You, that You are good, that You love me. And this trust in God frees us from fear, and it causes boldness and courage and confidence to grow in us. So I want to challenge you guys. Take one thing this week, one area that you are just really struggling with fear, and turn that over to Christ. Ask Him to help you trust Him. Ask Him to give you courage that even if the worst happens, you are still good and You love me. And then take a step. Take a step in that courage. Take a step in that trust. trust without taking a step isn't really trust. It's just a intellectual assent to some idea. But trusting him requires a step. So ask him for the trust, ask him for the strength, and then do it. Whatever it is, I just really want to encourage you guys to just take on this challenge to just one thing this week, even if it's small. Yeah, and I would even encourage you, start small. Don't try to do the biggest thing. Just start with something small. So yeah, I hope this really, really blesses you guys. These things have been such a massive blessing in my life. From the wisdom that God has given me through other men and the things he's shown me in his word, that God is freeing me from this a bondage of fear that just really had consumed me. And I hope that it helps you guys. And if it did, I would ask you guys, please go ahead and like, subscribe, share with a friend. If depending on where you're listening, leave us a 5-star review. And I really do. I love you guys. And I hope that this helps you live a life without fear and just start walking in true freedom as you trust God and that you grow in confidence, courage, and boldness. Thanks again for listening, guys. God bless. Thank you for listening to the Free Man's Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe for more great episodes coming your way soon. For more information and to sign up for exclusive bonus content, you can visit our website, thefreemanspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening, and God bless y'all.